Hey there, listeners. You might be surprised to be hearing from us again so soon. It's only been 2 hours since all that in our last broadcast, and I imagine you all are about as weary and wounded as we are, but some developments in the recent situation have necessitated some broadcasting changes here. Now, regarding the recent situation, we are still trying to piece together exactly what happened, what drove us all to be aggressive and violent with each other for no real reason. Sorry, folks. If any of you were wondering, Martha has a mean right hook. I'm sure I'll be able to laugh about this tomorrow, but right now, it aches. Deeper than just my body. It's hard to think about everything that happened. I feel like we're all still coming down, you know? But in nicer news, my headache is gone. I hope yours is too. Instead of pain buzzing around in my head now, it's questions. And that reminds me, I just want to say, whatever happened to you all, whatever you might have done earlier this evening, it's not your fault. It isn't. It wasn't. I know it isn't fair that we'll have to pick up the pieces and deal with the consequences that follow this, but nothing that happened was your fault. I want all of you listening to take that to heart. Except town council, and those you are working with, whoever you are. We're pretty sure it's your fault. While I'm talking about what's your fault, we're also pretty sure the faint smell of lavender we caught on the cool dusk breeze after cracking a window an hour ago is also your fault. We're not as worried about it as we should be, but that checks out. I'm sure we all remember the last time the air in Brayden was sickly and sweet and full of the smell of lavender. If you have any information about what we're assuming is a new, spontaneous patch of lavender, for those who can't see me, which is more or less all of you, I did the air quotes gesture for lavender. Specifically, where it's located, or if it's drawn anyone or anything in yet, and are in a place physically, mentally, and emotionally where you are able to reach out to us, please let us know. Likewise, if you have any updates on what's happened in town, if everyone's okay, if you have any additional information or even corrections to the theories we're sharing later that you want to share with us, please. Please. It would mean a lot to hear from you. Now, answers. Well, answers is a bit of a misleading word. More our working theory on what happened and why we feel like it's a reasonable explanation. Well, no, reasonable's not the right word. Nothing about this is reasonable. What I mean to say is, it's logical within the realm and context of our own special genre of reality here in Brayden. I have before me a very helpful, typed and printed little list of key information bullet points and definitions that David prepared for me to help me report on what happened, as he said he wanted to go to bed and wasn't comfortable necessarily coming on air to explain them himself. And I have no idea what half of this really means, so fair. Also fair that my knowledge is limited and ever-increasing, and he correctly assumed that I would need something like this. It's moments like these that remind me of how little I really do know in the grand scheme of everything ever, and how if people didn't take the time out of their own lives to show us or explain to us the things that might seem obvious or whatever. How unending and strange the world and things around us might seem. I mean, in so many ways, the world is unending and strange, and there are so many dark corners, but even in a mutual state of not knowing, just knowing the other doesn't know, in my experience, feels like, yes, the world may be vast, but there's something less lonely about it. I'm okay not understanding things if I'm not alone in my unknowing, and I also feel a lot better about knowing things when I'm not the only one knowing, you know? A pretty, I don't know, mundane observation, but maybe the heart of what we do here? Talk about what's going on, because there are lots of unknowns and lots of things, and it's scary not knowing things. It's lonely and isolating to stand in the face of things unknown with no one there to stare them down with you. Make of that what you will, folks. I'm exhausted and realize that that was probably a strangely long and convolutedly metaphorical introduction to what will be me doing my best to clearly explain our theory. We'll, send out David's list with our next newsletter so that you can read it too, but okay, here's the deal. That sound, the one that I can't really find words for, and I'm sure none of us really want to talk about or remember right now, it's mostly David's hypothesis, and I know it sounds a bit like a conspiracy theory, but, well, we think that it might have been some kind of widespread but targeted frequency programming of, like, us. There's a bunch of numbers here that David included, but to sum it up, it's just like the use of certain broadcasted frequencies to influence behavior, and once they found the right one, it made us, you know. I know how it might sound to some of you, and if we hadn't all just experienced whatever the hell that was, I'd probably also feel a little skeptical too, but, well, like I've said a few times recently, given all we've experienced, given the nature of this place, given the long list of bad things they have done to us, it isn't that strange of an idea. Just upsetting. Town Council has proved so many times that they... In some ways, it isn't surprising that they do this to us, but I don't know, in others, not surprised, just disappointed, huh? First the sound, now the lavender. What next, I wonder? That's really it. That's all I have prepared to talk about, but we're not signing off or going anywhere. We're gonna be, broadcasting more or less nonstop until we can figure out where to go from here. Even though they, have proved in the past that they can broadcast over us if they really want to, we just don't know what else to do. We've got nothing better going on. I know David's going to be checking every once in a while whether or not that frequency or any new ones are being broadcasted, but until we can guarantee somehow that it isn't coming back, and we hear that you folks can turn your radios off, we'll be here. Before he went to bed, David said, "So far, so good," but we just want to be sure. So, first shift, For now, I guess we, I might just sit here in silence. You don't mind, do you, listeners? It's late. My headache may be gone, but my ribs are acting up again. You know, I don't think they ever quite healed right. I guess I could put on some music. Let me see what we actually have. I don't recognize this CD. I don't think I've ever seen it before. Should we see what's on it?
Hey.
Hey, you scared me. I didn't hear. What's up?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to keep. None of it was anyone's fault.
How's your lip?
Fine. I've had worse. How's your jaw? Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Sorry, I probably shouldn't touch it. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, it was kinda nice. You've got cold hands. Some things don't change, huh?
Some things.
Okay, so who taught you to punch? Because you definitely did not know how to hit like that before.
Yeah, my knuckles are paying for it.
Seriously, I was supposed to teach you.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I made you something.
What?
It broke into big enough pieces that I could glue it back together. I wouldn't necessarily drink out of it anymore, but it'll work for pencils or something. Sorry I tried to throw it at your head.
You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I did, and I wanted to.
That's... Thanks. Martha,
I know. Well, first watch. Can I keep you company?
Yeah, I was just about to put on music for a bit.
I'll make us some coffee.
Great.
Hey, do you smell that?
What?
The burning.
Toast?
No, just burning. I think there's something outside. Oh, my. There's a fire outside.
What?
Just look out the window. Look. Glowing smoke. Just beyond the trees. You see that?
Oh, shit.
That's coming from the far side of town. Alright, listeners, I know we said we were not signing off, but that listening to music thing I was hoping to do is going to have to wait, as it seems there's a fire. We don't really know any more than that, but there is a fire burning somewhere across town. My guess is it's pretty substantial, so you probably already knew, as where there was the sickly, perfumey smell of lavender hanging in the air only minutes ago, there is now the sickening, choking heaviness of smoke. We had to close the window, it was so strong, so we can only imagine how bad it is for you folks who are properly in town. The wind seems to be blowing the wall of smoke our way, though. I'm standing at the window, holding the mic, just watching the smoke rise in the dark. It was hard to make out against the shade of night at first, but now. The faintly underlit smoke seems to be reaching across the sky. Do you folks remember that storm we had forever ago? The one that seemed alive, like the sky was home to a great and writhing thing? The way the smoke moves, it's... It's alive. It's breathing and extending tendrilled limbs across the sky, stretching like it's reaching for something. Like if I was standing outside, I could reach back and it would grab me. I don't know how to explain it or why, but I'm reminded of that storm. A cold sense of smallness bubbling at the pit of your stomach. A feeling I have known far too many times. That feeling, like you're standing in the face of something. Maybe you all feel the same knowing as you're staring at it. Knowing that this fire is something. Means something, even. We see our fair share of wildfires out here, but this one, I've never seen one breathe before. I've heard people talk about fire seeming like a living thing, the way it moves, it dances, but uncanny, I think, is the word. Do you see it too? Feel it? That smallness? Maybe you're too busy to notice. I'm sure the fire has brought not only destruction, but chaos. Oh, we wish we could be there to help. The last time we were here, a field of lavender, a fire burning, it was under control. We had friends. Mysterious friends of mysterious natures with mysterious intentions who took care of things for us. This time around feels a lot lonelier. Standing at the edge of a great burning thing in the dark, unsure if there's anyone else out there. If there's anything else who can see those orange tongues licking the night air, scorching the earth. The question of something out there, it's a burning that will not be quenched. Maybe you've had the same thought, maybe you haven't, so I'll share what I'm thinking. Whether someone might see the fire from the highway, whether someone might remember us, remember we're here, all the way out here, and I don't know. I know that last we'd heard there was some sort of blockade or something on the road preventing access to the town. Last we heard, people were told there was no one here. Which feels malicious, doesn't it? To not only shut down the town with all of us still here, but to lie about it to anyone out there who might be able to help us. I don't know. Even if they only think of us, of Brayden, for a moment. Maybe the fire will be a beacon for someone. Or something. Perhaps a less comforting thought. That there could be other things out there in the dark. Lurking that... I don't know. What's out there? If anything is out there. I mean, I used to believe that there was always something out there. There was a time where that comforted me. The universe is so vast and unending and full of shadowed corners. Would you rather a lonely darkness? Or a shadow that was home to something unknown, unseen but felt. Remember what I said earlier about not knowing? The way it feels like... It feels like this. You're in your home. Maybe it's a farmhouse. Or maybe it's just a house, set back and away from the lights of a sleepless town, on a street half swallowed in shadow. Alone. Maybe you are sitting in a chair, or at the table, with a single lamp doing its best to illuminate the world around you. Maybe you only have the moonlight, gently shining through the window. It is night, late at night, and the crickets and coyotes and the cool breeze all harmonize to serenade the ended day. And then, suddenly, you hear a noise outside your door. Maybe knocking. Maybe scratching. Maybe a voice you didn't expect to hear. Maybe something worse still. Maybe you see the shadow of something through the crack at the bottom of the door. And you are alone. In a small pool of light. In that room. Maybe the sounds of nature die away. Maybe you are left in silence, save for that sound at the door. That sound that leaves a foul thickness in the air. That leaves a cold stillness in the room. In your stomach. And you look around that room. Maybe to make sure you're alone. Maybe to hope that you aren't. And your eyes fall on the window, open and unveiled by curtains. And beyond it, your neighbor's house, with their lights still on, smoke in their chimney. They are awake, and you can see their silhouette sitting in a chair or at the table, maybe with a lamp or just the moon. And you know that whatever's on the other side of that door, you aren't the only one who's out there. Where it's knocking, where it's scratching, where it's calling, where there's a shadow deeper than the color of the night just visible in the darkness of your home. Sure, it's very likely that they don't know what's on the other side of the door either. Not knowing things together. It feels better. Doesn't it? Easier to bear the burden of the unknown when there's other hands to help you carry it. When you know you can shout into the night and you will be heard by more than just the crickets and the coyotes and the wind and the thing on the other side of your door. It's better than sitting alone in the dark. Unable to ask if anyone else hears that thing on the other side of the door. Or if anyone else sees the shifting, stirring shadow amongst the great wall of unmoving shadow because no one else is there. I think what I'm trying to say is, yes, I hear it. Yes, I see that shadow too. No, you aren't alone. In the darkness. I think we're going to try and get a better grasp on the fire situation. We're going to go to a break, but again, we're not going to be going anywhere for the foreseeable future, so I guess instead of saying the usual sign off, I'll say, stay safe. Talk to you soon.
Are we more than we are? Welcome to Spirit Box Radio, now hosted by, me, Sam Enfield. I used to be the P.O. Box boy, but since Madame Marie and all her loyal assistants disappeared, I'm the only one left. I'm sure I'll figure it out. I have noticed a couple of things seem a bit off here in the studio. Like these augury forecasts which keep appearing out of nowhere. And all these weird messages. And all of these cats keep showing up too. I have no idea where Madame Marie has gone. She'll be back though, I'm sure. It'll all be fine, right? Right. I may not know much about magic, ghosts, or the arcane, but I'm sure we can figure it out together, faithful listeners. Everything will be fine. Tune in to new episodes of Spirit Box Radio every Thursday and learn how there are much worse things than ghosts to be haunted by. Spirit Box Radio is a cozy horror audio drama with themes of grief, love, and identity, with new episodes releasing every week wherever you listen to podcasts. To find transcripts and learn more about the show, visit hangingsawstudios.com/spirit-box-radio. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Tune in. Get spooky.